悲嘅天父又一齐嚟祷告啦。系爹哋妈咪一齐嚟祷告，为全家祷告，为天父吩咐我哋嘅事祷告。Coming before Father God, Father Creator, the Most High Almighty God, and before our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, the one who loves and suffered greatly for us.Shed his spiritual blood, everlasting blood, mysterious but yet true blood, and giving us the faith to believe on the precious blood of Jesus Christ for our spiritual benefit, protection and cleansing and regeneration.Is also the word of God. The blood of Christ is also the word of God, and also the living water and the Holy Spirit. So in our Father, we pray, and in our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, and in the Holy Spirit is living in our heart, all of us, the whole family, wherever we are, whatever we do, it is the Spirit that strengthens us, teaching us, warning us, encouraging us, comforting us, and directing everything concerning us, making sure thatWe'll come back to the right track, to the right attitude, and making sure that we rejoice in reading the Word of God, understanding what the Lord wants us to understand. And we pray in our Father, we pray in our Lord, our Savior,Yeshua, and we pray in the Holy Spirit for each other, for Godfrey, for Denise, and for Brian, our whole family in the same boat. And there are many things we cannot see clearly, but the Most High God, the Almighty Lord, see everything.You watch over us, and that is comforting to know. And please increase the faith inside of us, increase the word inside of us, so that we have stability, so that we feel secure and peace in you, not in anything world outside, because a lot of things changesin the outside, but you promise that in you, Lord Jesus, you promise that in you we shall have peace. And you have left us the most powerful peace that human being can ever have, only in Yeshua, our Savior. It is not from any other place. And many times you raise your hand and bless your disciples. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. It's only from you. I have any peace, undisturbed, undestroyed by whatever happening in the surrounding. It's like the storm battering the boat that Jesus and the disciples were in.While all the disciples running about and screaming, and Jesus still sleeping tight at a corner in the boat. rebuking the disciples of little faith, and commanding the storm to quiet, calm down. And most importantly, we're not talking about the storms in the world, but the storms, the restlessness in our heart, not from God, but from any other sources trying to disturb our peace and security. And Lord, thick sense of peace, immense, huge power of peace and stability only from you. And that is the praise of the heavenly host, that glory be to God in the Most High, but peace to man, that he is well pleased. So Lord, we pray for all members of our family. We pray for each other, mommy and daddy, and pray for Denise and Godfrey, our son, our daughter, and our son-in-law, Brian. We pray for all of us. We got to pray for one another because we're in the same boat as the Almighty God has so arranged. It's not by the hand of man, but by the hand of the Father God. You have arranged, you have ordained, you have appointed we being in the same boat as of now and our lifetime. So we are a mini church, as there are millions and thousands of millions of this kind of mini church family together. And we have to pray for one another in our family and pray for the other families that we know of that God has brought across our path, in our life, that we come to know our relatives and friends and neighbors, that we, God will hold us accountable for. And we pray for each other because we are human beings with flesh and blood and with our weaknesses, because we are all children of Adam and Eve. Adam is the Hebrew word Adam, means man. We are all children of the first man, and flesh and blood, we're weak. And so we remember each other's need. We are weak all the time. We experience a lot of tribulations already. We experience a lot of stresses and persecution, pressures and stresses from all sides. And we are depressed. We are afraid and stricken by a lot of depression and anxiety. And we understand the difficulties of going through all this. And then we remember each other's need, especially Yat Yima, not only because of the family issues, but because of her own physical ailment, cancer terminal. And that is in most dire situations that we got to remember her and pray for all of us and pray for her. Pray for the grace from you, the mercy from you, and the power from you, so that we will not give up leaning on you. When it is getting even heavier and heavier, the attack, the difficulties, the depression, the anxieties, the uncertainties, and all kinds of restlessness and pain, physical pain and mental pain, when they are coming towards us like a storm, powerful storm, pounding on us, let us have strength to be on our knees and ceaselessly and continuously to call out to you, to lean on you, and to dare to face the storm and say it to the storm, I'm not afraid because God is on my side. And with God in our heart, I'm not afraid of anything. As long as God is with us, nothing can lock us down. As long as God is with us, we are not afraid of anything that is against us, because our God is the Almighty God. We are determined to lean on Him and to try our best by the grace of God, by the Spirit of the Lord, to do our best in the assignments that He has given us. And we know that He is the Most High God. He is the one who loves us and giving us the assignments for us to practice our loyalty to him, for us to practice faith, for us to practice the principles that we have learned. It is just on-the-job training, and soon it will be over according to his agendas, but everything will not be wasted, and all the character that we have grown, all the character, all the principles, all the knowledge, all the wisdom, and all the faithfulness that we have cultured, we have internalized into our character by the work of the Holy Spirit will not be wasted. You are preparing us, Lord. We know that you have never left us, and nothing happened by coincidence. Coincidence is not the word in the Bible. Coincidence is not the word in the Almighty God. Because you are Almighty, you watch over us, you orchestrate everything. There's no coincidence. Everything happening to us around us because of your ordination, because of your appointment, because you plan your ring so that we will be educated, we will be prepared for the eternal assignments that you are going to give us. Even right now when we are on our knee praying to leaning on you, it is the word that you have given us through the Holy Spirit so that we can cry out to you for eternal strength, so that we can cry out to you. And it is creating a spirit of humbleness inside of us, creating a spirit of leaning on you inside of us, creating a spirit of tenacity inside of us. That is all by your will. You have given us the word so that we can call on you. And as the scripture said, for those who call on God, for those who call on the Creator, for those who call on the Father, for those who call on the Savior, they shall be delivered. So, Lord, we thank you for that. Please send your messengers, the powerful messengers. Gabriel means the powerful one of the Lord, the powerful one of the Lord, and the whole team of the co-worker of Gabriel, the heavenly host, the heavenly army, you will dispatch to all the children of the Lord all over the world so that we will be strong. We will be strong in leaning on you. That you will be strong in moving forward, and whatever assignments that you have given us by the Spirit, by your word, we will do our best based on the principles that you have taught us to do our best in the assignment that you have given us in preparation for the eternal assignments that will soon appear to us. All that we have learned by the grace of the Holy Spirit, all the words that we have assimilated by the grace of the Holy Spirit into our life will not be waste, has already become the spiritual muscle, the spiritual bone, the spiritual character of our being. You know this is for eternal value. So, Lord, we pray for each other, giving us strength, and the Holy Spirit will fill our heart, your Holy Word will fill our heart. When we are depressed, we call out to you. When we are afraid, we call out to you. And we are not afraid, we are not worried about a lot of depression or anxiety on our way because based on your grace, whenever we are depressed, whenever we are anxious, whenever we are afraid, your Holy Spirit will be able to urge us to be on our knees, to calling out to you so that we will have greater faith and greater strength and greater power in overcoming the evil spirit. So we'll be coming more and more in one with you. Unity with the Father, unity with our Savior, and unity with the Holy Spirit is the only way of salvation, because you have already taken all our souls on your shoulder. Lord, be with us. And we continue to lean on you, continue to pray to you. And this is what we ask. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word so that in whatever situations, you will urge us and press us and push us and encourage us and remind us to call on you and to read the Word of God in the Bible. And the Word of God is our life. And the Word of God will empower us to continue our course until the day that we reach the home of the Father. We pray in our Father God, we pray in the Holy Spirit, and we pray in our Savior, Lord Yeshua. Amen.